We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I still got the Chiefs second, despite the blip. I think the Texans are pretty good. And Ravens, Bills. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Ravens, Bills.
So I got, just like you, New England. I got the Buffalo Bills, too. That defense is real.
It is
I got
real.
The Texans, 3. I got the Ravens, 4, and the Oakland Raiders, 5. Oakland, their defense and offensive lines are huge.
Hey, Guru.
And it's why they're doing it. Go ahead.
If the season ended today,
the
Raiders would be the 6th seed going to Kansas City to play a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium.
And I got the Raiders. After Indianapolis, I mean, we know.
I got the Patriots, number 1. Texans, number 2.
Okay.
Chiefs, number 3.
All right.
Buffalo Bills, number 4. Colts, 5, ahead of the Ravens. Actually, I'm going to take that back. Yeah. Ravens, number 4.
Okay.
And I'm going to put the Raiders at number 5.
Oh, it's real.
Second part of the assignment, where do the 49ers fit if you open it up to the AFC? Who are they? Where are they in relation to the Patriots?
Better than everybody but the Patriots.
Man,
that's real.
Wow.
I watched the NFL.
I'm letting
you're
going to
tell me the Texans can beat
the
Niners
case.
Right now? Deshaun Johnson.
One more time.
I mean, Deshaun Watson would get killed if he had to face this Niner team with his O-line right now.
He would get smacked.
The Chiefs,
around.
We saw what the Colts did to them. The Niners probably run for 300. The Ravens, Buffalo, And the Raiders, I'd watch, but the Niners would be favored. Dude, this is real.
Niners would be number 2. They'd be number 2 right now.
And I don't think there would be if we had Michael Lombardi on.
But if you said Houston was number 2, if you said the Saints were number 2, I wouldn't argue that. But the great thing is we're going to see the Niners against the Saints and the Seahawks. I'm waiting on those games. We're going to see Buffalo again against New England.
There's a tier of teams that I just wrote because I tried to get extra credit that right now we're prisoners of the moment. Philly, they can get their stuff together because last year they were in the offs. Dallas, I'm not counting the Rams dead yet. The Rams, Eagles, watch out for teams like that. They got time to get it together.
If the playoffs started today, Guru, Eagles hosting a playoff game against the Seahawks.
I'm going to give you that.
You don't like this now? You don't like what you've been doing this since week one.
But they're tied with Dallas. And
but
they
the
get
Eagles
the
have a tiebreaker. Right?
Tiebreaker against Philadelphia. Dallas right now, 10th place in the NFC.
I saw that.
Let's go to Ray in Milpitas. Hey, Ray, what's going on?
Hey.
Ray, you got to call us back. I can already tell we got a bad connection. Carlos in Stockton. What's up, Los?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think the Niners can make a deep playoff push as long as our defense continues to play lights out. We can keep running the ball effectively, and Kyle Shanahan can keep scheming it up. I think our wide receiver core, they got to play a lot better. I would like to see a little bit more of Kendrick Bourne and Jordan Matthews. Not to mention we got Trent Taylor coming back, Jalen Hurd. And here's a thought. Why not call up Gronkowski, man? You see the way he was talking about Kittle? Why not line up on the other side of Kittle and go play with your old quarterback, man? That's just a thought. We did business with Belichick before. Send him another second-round pick, man. Let's get Gronkowski. That's our missing piece. Thanks.
That was nice. He does have a – if he comes back, we know where he's going.
Yeah, he's going to New England.
Yeah. And I still think he's coming back.
You talk about teams that are good, that when they're already good, they don't do anything. The Patriots, when they're good, they still go out and look for talent. They still try to get
better. They brought
better.
In Antonio Brown.
Exactly.
They have such a safety net, though.
Belichick?
Well, Brady.
He was mad that they let Brown go.
He was?
Yeah, he was ticked off.
He's still kind of ticked. He's throwing to nobodies and making it happen.
It's time for the 8K per day cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word ENERGY, 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 to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Los Gatos. What's up? Los Altos, I'm sorry. What's up, Rich?
Hey guys, thanks for letting me on.
Yeah,
I think
Yeah, I really want to talk about Jimmy. Of course you get Green if he's still, unless he's slow now, if he still takes a double team, that's a no-brainer. You kidding me? To me. So, of course you pick him up. Why not? But to me, if I can talk about Garoppolo for a second, I hear you guys talking about Dalton and even Goff. I mean, to me, I mean, this 13-2 record, besides for no one in history doing it, and the very tough conditions he's pulled that off in, you know, they sucked when he showed up. And this year he's coming off a major injury, so this year really shouldn't even count. And to me, my last thing is Garoppolo's mind. So, I mean, that's talking about what he's achieved so far. So, and as far as going forward, I think his mind separates him from pretty much everyone except Brady and Wilson. I mean, even Mahomes, as awesome as he is, he doesn't have that mind Garoppolo does. So,
but what about the interceptions? What about the bad interceptions in coverage? And he almost threw one. He didn't. But you can't say his mind, and he's every week making, you know, bonehead decisions, and, you know, he's getting away with some. You can't give him that yet.
Okay, you're right. You're right about that. But that's where I think the injury, you have to factor in the injury. Mm. And also that the receivers aren't that great. That's why we're talking about Green, isn't it? I mean, and, play, you know, give him another half a season. Are you kidding me? I mean, he could be on any team right now if you put him on. They wouldn't drop one tiniest bit. And you can't say that about hardly any quarterbacks, I think.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call. Hey, Goo, did you not have the Chiefs in your top five in the AFC?
I had them.
All right.
I had New England, Houston.
No, you had Buffalo.
I had Buffalo, too. Thank you, Bonte. I had the Chiefs, 3.
Yeah, definitely had Houston in
Ravens,
there.
4, and then Raiders, 5.
So you don't have the Chiefs in the top five.
I just read them.
I thought you had Houston number 3.
You have the Patriots.
Go ahead.
Houston.
That's 2.
Bills.
Chiefs 4 and Raiders 5.
Check the tape.
No.
Check it.
But what's the whole, what are we doing here?
Yeah, trying to see if you were wrong.
You guys want to hear these numbers? You want to hear Andy Dalton, these playoff numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
0 for 4.
He's 0-4 in the postseason.
0-4 in the postseason.
All right. What were his numbers?
Completed 55% of his passes. He's only had a completion percentage over 60% once in those playoff games.
That's terrible.
One touchdown pass, 6 interceptions.
Okay. All right. Look, you have his game logs?
Yeah, game logs. At Houston.
Okay.
In a dome.
Was it?
Yeah, in a dome.
Because it can get humid down there.
Yeah. Houston, twice in a dome. And remember, Houston had some backup quarterbacks. T.J. Yates, I believe, is the quarterback in that one. They played the Chargers at home. Right. That's the game he threw.
Yeah, that was the game that it was minus 32 degrees.
Yeah, you're talking about the Freezer Bowl with Dan Fouts.
Remember that one?
And then let me guess, at Pittsburgh.
At Indianapolis.
Oh, man. Well, that's also in a dome.
Peyton, yeah.
I guess he played in a dome 3 times, so I can't say it was the weather. Yeah,
let's pump the brakes on the red rifle.
Oh, let's go to Anthony in the South Bay. What's up, Anthony? How are you, man?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. I was just curious, do you guys have the records of the first 15 games of both Jimmy and the Dalton guy?
I could pull it up.
One's 13-2, and the other's probably not.
And it's not fair because the other started consecutive 15 straight games. Jimmy's was piecemealed together.
But go ahead, Anthony.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that. It just seems like, I was just curious, how do each one of you guys actually watch the game? Do you actually watch it from start to finish, or do you have it on in the background while you're doing something else for your job, or, you know,
that is our job.
Watching highlights?
I watch every play.
Is our
what
job.
Are you getting at?
I feel like that's a little disrespectful.
Yeah, I watch every
Anthony,
play.
Where are you getting at, Anthony?
Hold on. And Anthony, real quick, listen, all I said was Dalton has a better track record than Jimmy Garoppolo. Who would I take right now? Jimmy Garoppolo, because there's an unknown there that you'd like to believe is going to supersede Dalton's level.
I respect you for that and saying that, but the thing is that you guys always constantly expecting Jimmy to be perfect. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Wilson, whoever quarterback you put on the high pedestal, all have interceptions and losses. This guy's only played how many games? Professionally, 15, and you expect them to be perfect.
Nobody asked.
It's the constant same thing, everything. Well, if Jimmy could do if that and that, I understand it's for the talk, but, you know, the guy's 13-2. He's not played with a full starters. He's had to play with second and third string. This is the first time in the past five games that he's actually had starters that are, you know, the number one. He doesn't have a Jerry Rice. He doesn't have a Marshawn Lynch for his running back. He doesn't have Gronk. Well, I think Kittle is a Gronk, but he doesn't have all that. But yet he still wins. Jimmy just wins.
Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate the call. I don't think we're being that.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who's saying I think he's going to be better 10 weeks from now than today.
All Niner fans want Jimmy to have six playoff games on his resume.
Right.
I'm not saying Jimmy can't be a Pro Bowler.
I almost think he's listening to the wrong show, because we always say that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to make 3 to 5 throws a game where it's going to make you scratch your head, but you don't need him to be perfect because you have this strong running game. We understand he's coming off a torn ACL, and he's going to get better by the week, and he has gotten better through week 5, from week 1 to week 2, from week 2 to week 3 to week 4, 3 to week 4, and so on and so forth.
And the 408 said, let Jimmy grow up a little bit. And he may not even have to go through his football puberty to win the Super Bowl if the defense that great and he don't mess up.
And let's not forget, he studied behind Brady. That's invaluable. How much did it help Aaron Rodgers? Right. How much did it help Steve Young?
Would
you get to sit behind these guys?
Don't doubt, he's
got to play a little bit more. And by the way, Andy Dalton was 9-7 in his rookie season as a quarterback, 20 touchdown passes.
That's a hell of a rookie season.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
My whole point with Andy Dalton, if I believed it or not at the time, he was privileged or not, Bonte. He was one of those franchise quarterbacks, Stafford. He might be a little before Stafford, but he was supposed to be the guy. Never lived up to it, but they paid him. He got that second contract, and now I'm done because he is Kirk Cousins, Steiny. When you need him most, he'll break your heart.
Well, we'll see. We will see. Ray in Milpitas. Ray's back. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just have a question, or I just want to comment on the wide receiver. I don't think we need anyone from the outside. It wouldn't hurt the current wide receivers. You know, their positivity and their groove, their chemistry. You know, they need to be built up. And once we get Hurd back, pretty sure he's going to be a red zone threat right there.
Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Oh no, and I got another one for the defense. So, ever since Salah came to the team, I always thought he looked like Xerxes from 300. So I said Xerxes and the immortal defense.
Oh, Xerxes going to, Greek mythology?
You know who he looks like.
I mean, Salah looks like Xerxes, doesn't he?
Oh, Hercules, yeah. Thanks.
Looks like he hits that weight room tough.
Our own, thanks. Me or Salah?
Salah.
And what was the laugh? I put 245s on each side when I get started. Anyway.
45 pounds, so you can bench 90?
No, for two, it's 245.
You said 245s
on each side.
Hell, I don't even need a spotter for
90,
that.
180.
245s on each side.
And the bar is 45?
Okay. That's 245 pounds. It's what Lo'Neal was doing when he was on the podcast. I got,
I think that's 225.
Goo, you cannot bench 245.
What are that's you two, talking
guru,
about?
That's 225.
Sonny,
245
now I'm getting
plates.
Upset. We can go across the street to Planet Fitness.
Is that the membership there?
It don't matter. I'm going to let him just let me do it. Damn, y'all don't even know
guru,
who you working with.
The bar
with.
Is hey, 45.
I'm a lie about what I can
guru.
Bench.
Guru, you're weak.
Okay, whatever.
So, guru, guru math is wrong here.
Hey,
245 plates on each, that's 180 plus the bar, that's 45, that's 225.
Okay.
You just added 20 pounds out of nowhere.
Stop. I can lift it.
Can't do it.
What I'm saying to you on this day right now, I didn't forget what I was going to say.
Well, let's retrace.
I plead the fifth.
Let's retrace.
I didn't forget.
So, okay, you say
it's 225. Okay.
When you say you have 245s, does that mean you have 45 pounds weight on the left and 45 pound weight on the right?
What I was trying to say.
Or you have 245 between the two of them?
I was trying to say I have 245s on each side, which equal 4 plates, and I do 3 sets of 10.
Oh, so 180 plus the bar.
Bonte's right. It's 225.
Okay. But if you have 245-pound weights on each.
And my whole point.
Well, you can't lift that, though.
If I was off air, players, is if you put 245 on there, it would still get lifted. That's what I was saying.
By you?
All right. And this is where I was going. Our great Whitey Gleason tweeted out to our Brandon Tierney, former Brandon Tierney, that's who Salah looks like. And he does look just like
Nobody him. Knows who Tierney looks like.
Tierney, Salah's so Tierney much darker like. Than Tierney. Tierney looks pale.
He looks like Salah.
Wow. He tends to look sad because he's bald.
Well, he tweeted him, and Brandon said, Tierney said, you know, hey, if they do a movie, I know who can play him. And Tierney goes, I would gladly accept the role.
Okay.
But shades and all that, Vontae getting into.
I'm gonna
like every light skinned guy looks like Vontae Hill, right? Oh, you look like Mike Evans. I hate when people do that stuff.
But you do.
Let's put the rat on the table.
We could get that shirt.
Can Goo bench 225, Vontae? Oh,
No.
You saw me foul the dude at the tournament.
Hey, by the way, breaking news here. Breaking news. The Rams have traded Marcus Peters to the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That's a shocker. And
can we say
he had a good game Sunday compared to what he was doing?
I mean, when he looked like he was afraid to tackle George Kittle.
Wow.
Something's going on there. But anyway,
408 wants to see me bench 245. I can't bench 245. But see, that's the thing. I stay in my lane. I don't exaggerate.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I did see you play basketball, and I don't want to come down your road, but you sounded like you were Charles Barkley the way you talked. And what I saw in the Warriors World Tournament and the Chris Haynes Invitational.
Mediocre.
Let me just say you did not meet those expectations.
I got up seven shots on the Invitational.
And Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Five.
I heard about the Juvie Classic, too.
What Juvie Classic?
With the Butcher Boy.
That was embarrassing.
I heard your performance was embarrassing.
Well, please stop. I got 415.
I'm done.
Anyone that benches 225.
None of them had game except Nash.
Anyone that benches 225 knows that it's two plates on each side.
You don't get
that without years of work. I call BS on Guru.
All right. Well, this is what I'm going to do tonight. When I get home, I'll go to the gym and have somebody film me, and then we'll leave it at that.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Mill Valley.
We may be waiting 3 weeks for that, Stardy.
Please.
Guru or forget about it, say something came up and he woke up to the gym.
I'm doing it because it's insulting.
Something suddenly came up. That's what Marsha Brady said when she wanted to get out of that date. What's up, No Good? Talk to me.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great show. Phone lines is off the hook, as always.
Thank you.
All right, so I agree with you, Steiny. I think that we don't need a wide receiver. For sure, that's because I believe that Shanahan is trying to develop chemistry with our receivers and forehand with that. But I do somewhat agree on what Guru and Vontae were saying about getting another receiver. I kind of see their point because of Shanahan's playbook and how the defense are going to play against us, and it opens up a lot of opportunity. Now, it's more of a luxury than anything else. And then also on another point I wanted to add was I believe as if today the Niners was to play the Saints, I believe we would win. It's just because I feel like Teddy Bridgewater just holds the water a little too long. I mean, the ball.
Yeah, that can sometimes happen. But, then you got to give credit for staying in the pocket.
Yeah, Drew Brees will be back.
Marcus Peters going to Baltimore.
What do you think that's saying? What they get?
Doesn't say anything yet.
Who reported it?
Ian Rappaport,
wow.
NFL Network. Rob Parker apparently had it first from Fox Sports 1. And also the Rams made a trade for a center, Brown center Austin Corbett. He's going to the Rams in exchange for an undisclosed draft pick. So the Rams realize that their offensive line is weak. And then Marcus Peters, I think, was coming up on a contract extension. So
I was going to say, what do you think that means for the Rams?
And he played himself out of that job. He was getting beat.
He was.
Left and right.
He was.
And he's from the town. We love him. But now he's on the Ravens.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, wasn't it just 2 years ago he was considered one of the best in
pro football,
the entire league?
Things can change in a heartbeat in the NFL, Steiny.
Yeah, NFL, not for long.
He's a free agent after the season. He's a free agent after the season, so I think the Rams, they're moving off of him, and they're saying, you know what, we're not going to pay him, so let's try to get something now for him.
If Guru can bench 220, so is it, you're just putting that up one time. Right, you're not doing 10 reps.
I'm not doing 3 sets of 10. And I just come to the realization that I'm getting disrespected, so I'm not even lifting it once. Vontae saw me foul Shaq. Dude, we played at the tournament.
Yeah, you almost fouled Shaq, and you almost started
a
riot.
You were standing there and didn't have my back like a poodle.
Stop it.
But I did it because I knew I can handle my business, and you sat there all scared with Kolsky and the rest of the game. Don't have me start talking Guru diaries on what really went down.
The exaggeration.
I'm on both your guys' side.
We saw. I looked at Kolsky, and I said, are you ready to get your ass kicked?
I looked at Kolsky and said,
we had Little Dash. Little Dash and Little Useless there.
Lady?
Scary.
Lady?
Little Nash and Little Lucas.
Until they finish.
We don't think like that.
But I was going to ride with you.
Yeah, and
I was going to ride with you.
Us or collide with us. Let's go to Laney, find out what's going on.
What's happening on the game? Brought to you by Dialpad. The undefeated 49ers head to the nation's capital looking to start the season at 6-0 by beating Washington on Sunday. Washington's tight end, a name you'll recognize, former Niner Vernon Davis, joined Vontae Stanley and Guru earlier today and had very high praise for your 49ers tight end.
George Kittle's phenomenal. I love watching him play. I try to watch all the tight ends around the league and see what they're doing, especially when we're playing. But George Kittle, I mean, he can block, he can run routes, he can catch passes, he can do it all, man. He's one of those players that every team wished they had.
You can hear Vernon's full interview on demand at 957thegame.com or using the radio.com app. You can also stream your favorite shows live using the radio.com app if you download it to your phone and favorite 957 The Game. Coming up on Damon Ratto and Kolsky, legendary NFL writer and 957 The Game NFL insider Peter King joins at 5 o'clock. We are sponsored by Dialpad. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud, put a business line on your cell phone, and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. I am Elena Matzorkis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Vontae Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Little Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town.
Thin Lizzy.
Count it. I believe they're from Ireland, right?
Oh, you got to have another track, though. They got another song like this?
Something in the Moonlight. Dancing in the Moonlight?
No.
That's it?
I think somebody's feeding you that.
K2G don't rhyme it, he don't. That's a good tune.
Right, right.
Words. Guru, let me just say this.
I fell into your guys' trap. All good.
No, listen,
I apologize.
I'm just going to leave it here. Guru, you're very strong. Very strong. Good upper body for you. Who cares what the number is?
Vontae seen me in action.
Who cares what the number is?
And Guru, we did have your back.
Yeah. And I took down
Zeus. We did have your back.
But I took down Zeus.
Well, Zeus.
It was a hard foul.
That dude looked like he is straight out of prison, man. I would sub that dude.
Dude took him to the
ground. He was going hard, man. Guru hacked him so hard. I swear I looked at Kolsky and said, well,
Stoddy, your boy was ready,
about to be a brawl.
I didn't help him up either.
Speaking of basketball, Warriors got beat last night by the Lakers, 104-98.
I know who's making the team. Marquese Chris, and you guys came down my road saying, I don't know. He's
don't
on
know.
The team.
Who's not making the team?
Right now, and I'm just keeping the reals between Burke and McKinney. And I only say McKinney because Vontae said, you know, it's no giving. And I'm watching that game last night. They are small. Well, Willie Cauley's dying until he gets back.
Anthony Slater from The Athletic just tweeted out that Warriors plan to treat Friday's preseason finale as a dress rehearsal. So 30 to 35 minutes for Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and D'Angelo Russell with the regular rotation around them.
Whoa. Let me guess, they're playing the Lakers.
They're playing the Lakers.
And they play them tomorrow night, too.
Yeah.
In LA.
And then they're coming back here on Friday.
So Steph's off tomorrow because Dre and were off, and they'll play tomorrow, and then Friday is it. Wow.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking for the Warriors?
What was
this
the
year?
Number? 49?
49 and a half.
49.
I think I got 55, but now I'm going to try to. Uh-oh. I will never back up, but I might. I don't know. I got to see what it looks like.
I don't.
We don't know. The Willie Cauley-Stein injury, that's at least what? 6 wins?
49?
6 wins? Yeah, I'm not going to
49 seems just a touch high for me. I think 49 would be a great year. They went 50 games. So in order to win the bet, they got to hit 50.
Yeah.
God, it's. That's tough. I mean, that's tough.
You know what? Here I go. This could be overreaction, Steiny. I'm noticing that when they score, it's going to be the same way from the outside. And if it doesn't go in, you're not getting a rebound almost. That's what scares me. Now, I could be totally wrong, fellas. But right now, they're coming. There is bombs away, but you ain't clearing that glass.
I don't know, man. I kind of lean under. I think I could see him winning like 46, 47 games.
Well, it's that might get you an offs.
I think it will.
Offs, but it won't.
I think 45 will get it done.
Because that's what the barometer is this season. Can they get to the offs?
But I do think they're going to have to ask themselves a question come February or March. And I think everybody just assumes, oh, Clay will come back. I think that's going to have to be a decision.
Yeah, in other words,
I don't think it's a given that Clay's coming back to save the day, and then they go through the playoffs to make a run. Because let's say they're looking at 7 or 8. There's a chance that the Lakers or the Clippers, whoever's 1 or 2, maybe you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Even with Clay, not 100%. I mean, people are going to hate this, but it would not be the worst thing in the world for the Warriors to miss the playoffs this year.
But what did number 23 tell us? Nobody wants to see the Warriors come playoff time. So if they like what they see, and you got Clay coming back, give us the Clippers or Lakers. We got the pedigree.
I just keep going back to what Mike Brown told us, fellas, at Media Day, where he just said the first couple months we're not going to look at wins and losses. We want to see how better we get. And that, to me, is the talk of a team that is in transition, that is kind of rebuilding with all these young players. And that worries me, because you don't hear the great teams, Steiner. You covered the NBA for a long time. Guru, you watched it for a long time. When have you heard great teams say, oh, we're not going to worry about the record, you know, the first couple months of the season?
Wow.
That kind of concerns me. It's almost like this coaching staff knows that this is going to be a work in progress.
Here's what I just thought about. All right, the Warriors are healthy, but they're playing the Clippers.
All right.
Think about these three defensive players the Clippers have. Patrick Beverley, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. I mean,
I feel like you're missing, leaving one out, Harold, but go ahead.
That's it. My point is, you can put Paul George on D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, man.
You could put a healthy Paul George on an ailing Klay Thompson.
Man.
Hell, you could put Kawhi on Curry if you needed to. But you probably wouldn't, because you have Patrick Beverley. I think Curry's going to be defended.
He scored 40 the other night.
He's going to score.
That was the T-Wolves.
Going to score.
No, like, you got Patrick Beverley coming to open the Chase Center.
And we know him.
And then they're going to come at him offensively, where if Curry tries to defend Lou Williams, Lou Will's going to cook. Like,
this is Kerr's toughest task since the inception his head coaching.
Last call coming up in 5 minutes, 888-957-9570. Here's the question. Since we've been talking so much about where the 49ers fit in the NFL pecking order, let's assume the Patriots are the best team in the NFL. Here's the question. Who's the second best team in the NFL? 888-957-9570. Who's the second best team right now in the NFL? We can start racking them at 888-957-9570.
And we all answered the Niners, right? Because that's who's second for me.
And see, this is – what's that? I didn't.
Who was the second best team in the league for you? I mean what I'm saying. It's the Niners. The run game?
I'm not. All right. I'm saying the Chiefs. That's a blip. I'm saying it's a blip.
Monte?
Yeah, defense is a little leaky.
Mahomes
has a bad wheel with that ankle.
Yeah.
What do you think of it? Read the top text.
Yeah. From the 510, Kawhi can't check Curry.
Come on. Please. I'm not saying he's going to Kawhi Leonard is 6'7".
We can make the argument it's his league and time right now.
What I'm saying is,
he wins this one.
If I'd list who the 10 best defenders on Steph Curry, I got to put Kawhi Leonard in there just because I think he's the best defensive player in the league.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
And where's my guy that used to be with Boston?
Avery Bradley.
Yeah, where's
he's
he
with
at?
The Lakers.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So.
What? Something's happened to him.
Oh, there's
what
no doubt. He's fell out. Injury happened to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we know text line. They keep telling us about Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters has been traded
to the Baltimore
Ravens.
Well, Rob Parker broke it.
Rob got sources.
I disagree with this from the 209. Warriors aren't concerned about their record because seeding doesn't matter in the West. It's going to matter this year. It's going to matter this year, I think.
Just imagine the Rockets, Lakers, Clippers. I mean, where do you say, oh, this is where we want to land?
Yeah.
If you finish 6th, 7th, or 8th.
I'll take my chances on the Rockets.
I'm going to say
this. I think the Lakers are better than the Rockets. I think the Clippers are better than the Rockets.
We love Brown. We love Myers.
Clippers, to me, are better than the Lakers, though.
How long is it going to take you to determine how good this team will be? It'll take me 3 games before I say, Bonte, this is what we're dealing with. Not they can't get better, but I'll know what the elements are. You know, if they get killed on the glass, you know Lou Alcindor ain't walking through that door. Man. Bogut ain't walking through that door.
Hey, it's going to be a fun basketball season with you fellas. I'm actually looking forward to hoop season with
you
guys.
We're going to have football and hoop.
Dude, it's going to be off the rails,
man. How we going to fit it in?
It's going to be. He just said 3 games. It'll take him 3 games in the NBA. 3 games.
But what I mean, but to know what they got currently, what's happening?
I don't know. 3 games is a stretch.
You don't mean February.
What do you mean?
You said
Bogut. Bogut.
Oh, okay.
February,
yeah, no.
Just
yeah,
in case
February.
He wants to come back.
Well, what's your
again?
Threshold on the games?
What do you mean?
Like, when are you going to say, oh, Houston, we got a problem?
I think they got a little bit of a problem.
Houston's going to be like a fifth or sixth seed.
Like, the bottom line is,
I bet you that.
I mean, how much more specific do you want? You said over-under's 49. I said, I think I'd have to take the under. But I said, I think 45 will make it in. So what does that mean? That puts the Warriors in my book at 7 or 8. That's not crazy.
I'm so Steph Curried out right now. And the unknown is not Steph, it's the rest of the gang.
Come on.
Rookies, we don't know.
Come on.
I'm going over 49.
Okay, I was going to say, you have to.
Yeah, I'm going
over. Because you're
49.
A big in Steph, I trust guy.
No doubt.
I'm going under.
Oh, look at him.
47, 48 wins. For
by one or two.
Yeah, it's going to be close. It's going to be close, but they're going to lose some games on the road that, you know, having young guys go on the road in the NBA in a regular season, like when you go to these environments. And they haven't tasted that yet. Jordan Poole's not, he hasn't been to Salt Lake City yet to play the Utah Jazz or Denver in that altitude. Like, they're going to lose some games where it's just like, man, they're just not ready yet.
To me, there's going to be, I mean, think about it. Damn. This is going to be the first time in 3 years, probably 4 years, when they may not have the best team on the floor on a given night.
Who are you going to give it to in the post?
Who'd they give it to last year?
Who'd they give it to the last 5 years?
DeMarcus.
How'd that work out?
He was on the bench last night with the Lakers. Looked in good spirits.
888-957-9570 is the number. Last call. The question is, who is the second best team in the NFL? And we're assuming the Patriots are the number one team. Let's hit it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. Last call, 888-957-9570. The key to this game is quickness. It's quickness. Let's go to Mixtape in San Leandro. What's up, Mixtape?
Mixtape, not ready to mix.
Jimmy in Oakland. How you doing, Jimmy in Oakland?
Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, hey, I'll probably say the Kansas City Chiefs, man. I mean, their defense is, you know, kind of suspect right now. But I think, you know, by the time we get to, you know, week 10 and week 11, they'll figure it out for their offense. It's unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jimmy. I still got the Chiefs number two. 888-957-9570. Last call question. If the Patriots are the best team in the league, who's number two? Joel in Berkeley. Hey, Joel.
Hey, bang, bang, Niner game.
There you go.
I'll tell you why. Because defense never gets old. That's why offense gets hurt. Offense gets shaky. Defense never gets old. We're going to stomp a mud hole in them, and I'm not sure the Patriots are the best either.
Ooh, thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. What was it? Stomp a mud hole?
Not bad.
Cockroach. Right. Cockroach in Oakland. What's going on, Cockroach? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I want to reverse that for you. The Patriots are number one. They're a firm number two. The Niners are the new big dogs in town, and their new nickname for the defense is called the Red Heat, because we're going to bring the heat this Sunday. So get ready, boys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ed in San Jose. Hey, Ed, what's going on, man?
Go Pats. Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
It's got to be Go Pat, Go Green Bay Packers. You can't beat Aaron Rodgers and the NBA officials.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
You meant NFL officials.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you might have been
off.
888-957-9570. Last call. Who's the second best team in the NFL?
I think it's the 49ers right now, but you can make the argument for the Buffalo Bills, the Houston Texans.
But not the Chiefs.
Seattle Seahawks.
They just lost 2 at home.
I can't put the Chiefs there right now.
You love Mahomes.
I don't like the Chiefs right now.
Here's the other thing about Andy Reid. He's got, and I love Andy Reid more than Mahomes, Andy Reid's got a couple more adjustments left in him. Let's put it that way. Drop of the hat, Matt. What's going on, drop of the hat, Matt?
Well, you know, since you guys put the Patriots as number one and they're the Super Bowl champion, you can't go wrong for picking the Niners because they undefeated and they got the number one defense in the NFL, baby. Let's do this.
Thanks for the call, drop of the hat. I wouldn't mind a 49ers-Patriots Super Bowl.
Could you imagine, Jimmy? You saw the picture with Jimmy.
It's in Miami, too.
Oh,
hey, Niners
Jimmy
go to South.
And, Brady
Niners go to
other.
The Super Bowl. You better be out there at South Beach, baby.
South Beach is a little too much for me. I get swallowed up in there's.
We
I'm
see
not a
you
big
in
city.
Vegas. You'll be all right.
Vegas is Cowtown compared to Miami.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Miami,
but
New
we'll
York.
We'll be working. We'll be professional.
Miami and New York just gobble me up. L.A. too. Let's go to Frank and Tracy. Last call. Guy. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to go out on a limb as much as it pains me to say that the Niners are tied for the best team in the league, and then I put KC at number two because the Niners actually, on paper, they play better teams than the Patriots have.
It's
That's
true.
That's
true.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ross in Palo Alto. Hey, Ross.
Hello?
Hey, Ross. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, dynamite. All right, let's go to
Ross
Eddie in
gone,
San Jose.
Come on, people.
Let's finish up with Eddie.
He's like that guy at last call. He's just in his chair slumped.
Speaking of Ross, done. I got to bring something up that you guys had me howling earlier today. Eddie in San Jose, close us out.
Yeah, the Saints, solid quarterback, solid defense. I mean, solid wide receivers and running game. So, yeah, Saints.
That's the kind of the sleeper. Thanks, Eddie. Where are we with the Saints?
They're a top five team, man.
I got to see what Drew looks like when he gets back.
They're a tough team.
So the caller before Eddie, who was a little bit slow on the draw, Ross.
Okay.
So you know how we always come into the green room and we have the TV on but the volume's off?
No doubt.
So what was on this morning? A little bit of Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Friends, one of the characters, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No, me neither. He's like a little bit.
I think like different reasons, yeah.
Anyway, his name was Ross. So it got me to thinking, you guys are claiming that there's never been
a black character on
Friends.
I know I'm right.
Not even like a special guest.
Not even like. What do you call the ones
Courtney
where
Cox brings KBO? Home a black guy one time? On
nobody's
a date
made a KBO?
Or,
yep. Courtney Cox didn't date a black dude on there, did she?
No.
Did she get that brother love?
They weren't the show for that. In a
but
race not,
like, there was never a boss who was a black person or a coworker.
Nope.
You know what? I can't remember either.
That's funny.
I don't know. What's the big hype with Friends?
That's
everybody goes crazy. Like you see the
I'll
Giants make
it's
commercials and everything. Like
I've watched Cheers, Seinfeld, all of them.
It doesn't do it for me.
I didn't feel wanted. You gonna tell us?
Janet Hubert as Chandler's boss, apparently. The reason that show was so popular is because it had six very pretty people. It's just the bottom line. They're all good looking.
Jennifer Aniston was in that, right?
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
See, I always thought she was.
Courtney Cox.
I guess Ross
she's
had
a very
black
good actor.
In their six.
So you guys
but
are,
the fact that it's one or none, is good. You know what I'm saying.
I just say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Aisha Tyler was Joey's girlfriend. Now, she used to be on a. She used to be on a game show, to tell you the truth. Remember her? What was the show? It was like a dating game show or something like that, I want to say. Anyway. Hey, fun show today, guys.
This was great.
Yeah, this flew by. Flew by.
Isn't it so much better when the 49ers are good?
Feels like it.
Yeah. Hey, think about it.
Imagine if they were 0-5. We'd be talking about firing Lynch, firing Shanahan, getting rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, trading Sherman at the deadline. Now we're talking about adding guys. Like, we've come to the point, Steiner, where we're talking about adding big-name players or big-time wide receivers to this football team. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely a good thing. And, of course, coming up on Sunday, they play the Washington Redskins in Washington.
So Pappas just sent me a text.
Okay.
And it had four pictures of four different black characters on Friends.
Right, but show ran
for... cameo. Yeah, I understand.
The show ran for 19 years. So it's one...
So we got three.
Okay. Right.
And it's grown-ups that are roommates.
Yeah,
like, they're like 30, in their 30s being a roommate.
I think that's it, B.
Like, come on,
man.
Stop it. Should be having houses and families and stuff like that.
Have you ever seen the cost of rent in New York City?
It is pretty expensive out there.
What about out here?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's
like New York now.
It is.
I think it may be even a... Yeah, Aisha Tyler.
I see that she was in White Shadow.
What? No. No, she's too young to be in White Shadow.
Well, this one I'm looking at.
By the way, my buddy Dan texted
in.
Oh, I
was just going to say Dan.
Even with Stafford's age, I'd take Jimmy G over Stafford. What about you? Jimmy G or Matt Stafford?
I'm Matt Stafford, man. I mean, until Jimmy does something. I'm not saying he can't do it, but come on.
But what is
Stafford can make any throw. He's quarterbacked him to the offs.
And let me give a big shout-out to our main man, Michael Urban, who says, Ross did have a black girlfriend who was a regular character for a season or so. Coming up next, Damon Bruce, Matt Kolsky, Ray Ratto. Thanks for listening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.